Hey there. Hopefully you can hear me well. I'm wearing my headphones, so I don't know if it'll. I don't know how the audio will sound. We'll find out later, I assume. But I just remember this dream from a couple nights ago. I had it in my head, but I didn't. I don't know. Didn't feel like. I think I needed to let it sit for a little bit before explaining it because I thought it would be easier to explain something that I've been thinking about rather than just trying to think something, not think something up, but kind of hard to think about how, like, the sequences of the dream right after they happen. But it's another, like, apocalyptic dream. There is a zombie apocalypse going on. I'm inside a house with two other people. I'm not quite sure who they are, however, that's the thing. So one of them is a black gentleman. And then I don't remember if who the girl was. I don't remember what she looked like too well, but just a regular. There's nothing really special about the house. We're in, like, the living room watching the TV, and the TV's like, there has been an outbreak of an infectious virus. It's turning people into zombies by bite, by contact, you know? So we're like, oh no, we gotta hunker down here, folks. We gotta hunker in. So we're kind of, like, frantically starting to make sure everything's locked, all this stuff, but that we don't really do anything in time, and there's already a zombie inside. And the setting, so if I remember correctly, the setting of this house, the house doesn't change, but the outside does. So before we're in, like, a suburban area, and then we look outside to the zombies coming. Actually, I don't even know if it was if one got in, but I don't really remember there being too many of them. So we go from this like suburban setting to more of an urban industrial setting. But one of them gets inside, and I'm freaking out. I'm like, guys, it's inside, and it's, like, moving towards me, and I'm like, I've got one hand, like, on its I guess, like, its shoulder, trying to keep it away from me. But you don't want the jaws to get you. So I'm freaking out. I'm like, guys, help me. But they're just standing in the corner of the room, like, freaking out. They don't know what to do. And so it, like, bites my. I forget what it bites up. I want to say, like, my arm or my hand, but it doesn't bite into me. I don't know if you've ever seen Squidward when he takes the bite of the Krabby Patty. And he takes, like, he uses his, like, teeth, like his front teeth, to just tear a shred of it off. He does that. So he just tears, like, a shred of my skin off and runs, like, he gets killed. I don't even know. He just disappears. So I'm like, oh, like, and they're like, oh, I think you're all right. Like, he didn't, like, bite into you and transfused. He just pulled a chunk of you, like, he pulled some skin off. Like, it wasn't enough to kill you or whatever, right? At least that was implied in my head. Like, I was worried about it, but I was like, well, how did it infect me if the only part he bit, he tore off? Like, that's what I was making sense. So that happens, and then that's when I look outside one of the windows, and the house is now in a industrial zone. This is hard to describe, but I look out the window. And I see this long stretch of, like, highway that is curving. It's like a highway that's moving through an industrial area. And I'm looking at it from maybe, like, a parallel view, but I'm seeing these, like, 20 or 30 zombies running along the road. And then I look to my, like, I scan the horizon, and I'm looking to my left, and I see, like, fortifications set up, and there's, like, military. I don't know. I couldn't describe the military outfits, to be honest, but they were like white with, like, masks, like a hazardous sci-fi sort of look. And they're using guns and flamethrowers, and they're hitting them and shooting them. And the house is, like, underneath. It's almost like an amalgamation of large factory buildings, but it's all concrete. Like, it's all very uniform concrete, like some sort of dystopia. And then there's just these large highways that are moving through it. And the sun is like gold. It's like the golden hours of the day. That's kind of the setting. And I'm like, it's almost going to be dusk, but the zombies are kind of showing up. And I've already got bit, but like we're like, okay, we have to go get to where those guys are. We need to start like working together. We got to survive this. So the dream kind of skips, and now we're over with those guys. But it's also I don't know how much time has passed, because now it's more like, it's less of that industrial, everything's concrete, and it's turned into like a small town, or maybe like a large town, small city has been apocified, you know, there's been an apocalypse. I'm walking down the street and there's trash everywhere and there's garbage cans knocked over and there's holes through window, like, you know, glass everywhere. There's dead bodies. So the zombie apocalypse is sped up, but it must, I don't know, because if I remember correctly, it wasn't that long afterwards. Like, it wasn't like years or anything, but we're in a different place, and the zombies aren't really there anymore. It's just kind of like an apocalypse. We're living in like this commune full of people, and I think we're in like a warehouse that has a bunch of little cots set up, and I don't know what, I don't know where this came from, but the people discovered that when you get bit by a zombie, of course you're going to turn into a zombie. However, there was the option to turn yourself into a cat. You could get transformed into a cat, and you would be stuck as a cat, from what I understood, but at least you wouldn't die. You'd have the brain of a human, like you would know everything, but you would be in cat form. And that's what they were doing. That's what the scientists were doing to people. They were turning people into cats when they were bit and they couldn't save them. So if you remember, I still got this bite chunk of, like, I mean, when I'm in the dream, it was like there was, you know what, like a hangnail on your finger, like when your fingers get dry, you got all that extra skin that's like peeling off. Almost like that. It looked like that, but slightly larger, just out of my, out of maybe my upper forearm or something, right? So nothing bad. And I remember we're just like doing, I don't know, a daily task or something. Like we're I don't know, fucking doing surveys or something. We're looking around the area, making sure everything's clear. And my vision gets like hazy and blurry, and I just kind of drop. And I'm like, oh no, dude, I was actually infected this whole time, and it was just, because it was such a small bite, it took longer. That's the reason. And so it cuts to like me in a lab, and they're like going to put me in a cat body. And I'm just like, no, do not put me in a cat body, please, for the love of God. Like, just kill me. I do not want to be in a cat body. But they're like, this is good. Like, you want to be in a cat body, you won't be dead. And I was like, yeah, but I won't be able to talk. Like, what's the point? Like, just kill me. I'd rather be a human. I'd rather be a dead and a human than alive and a cat. But they do it anyway, and then I'm stuck in a cat body. And the thing is, like, I'm still talking. Like, in the dream, I'm still my same height, and I'm still talking. But they never look me in the eyes. They always look down, and they're like, oh, he's meowing. I'm like, and I'm, like, screaming at people, like, kill me! Like, you can understand me. I'm a cat, but still, I was a human. Like, and then, like, the rest of the dream was me just with, I think it was with those original people, and I was kind of just like, remember when you guys let me get bit? Why'd you guys do that? Like, and now I'm a freaking cat. But that was kind of funny. And then the rest of the dream was me as a cat. Like, I finally, like, my vision level changed from like human perspective to I was a cat. So I was like a foot off the ground, and I was just kind of running around scrummaging through like trash. I just remember like a bunch of old like newspaper and magazines were like flying through the air, and like I was just like running through. It was pretty weird, but I enjoyed it. It was a funny little part of the dream. And I remember the ending being me, I don't know if I'm like running off, or if like I'm so mad that I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Peace out. Something like that, right? But it was, in the end, it was pretty funny. It was a stressful dream at first, though, just because I was so upset that I was getting attacked and these people would not help me. Like, they see that I'm holding this thing off. I'm like, guys, please help me. And they refuse. And then after that, I'm like, guys, please do not turn me into a cat. And then they do it anyway. Like, I had two things in one dream that were just out of my control that pissed me off. I don't know. I don't know why that upset me so much, but it... Well, yeah, I do know why. Because they were fucking turning me into a cat. And they were fucking not helping me when I needed help. So it does make sense that I was upset. Could this translate over to my real life? I don't really think so. There's really nothing I'm doing against my will right now. Right now. Maybe it's more of an... maybe it's like a childhood thing. Maybe I did stuff I didn't want to do. I don't know. But... yeah, I just thought that was a pretty funny dream. I'm thinking about doing another, I don't know if you guys caught my other episode, but it was like a past dream journal, where I do like past dreams that I remember pretty well. I got another one. This might only be a two-part series, but I've got another one, another past dream that's locked and loaded. So I might do that one after this one, maybe. But yeah, it was overall, I don't know, I woke up and I was awake, so I don't really know what that says. I don't know how you guys feel about that. Like, do the endings of your dreams dictate how you wake up and feel? Because when I woke up from this dream, it was the end of the dream. Like, the dream, the story had concluded, and I woke up and I said, well, that was that. But and I woke up ready to, it was probably like 4 in the morning, but I woke up alert and ready to go. And I wonder if, like, how those two correspond. Because you have those dreams where, like, you wake up and the dream is not over and you're kind of wishing that you would have stayed in there. And it, like, fucks with you the rest of the day. And then there's the dreams that, like, you know, those nights where, like, the dreams don't really have anything to do with anything. So you just kind of, you just wake up. But, like, this dream, I woke up. And the dream was perfectly finished. And I woke up and I was like, that was interesting. And I was ready to go. But like those other dreams where you wish you would, you know, the dream wasn't finished. Or maybe you were in a spot in your life. Like you were maybe with a girl or a guy that you really liked, you know, and everything was good. Like, you know, maybe you got the job you wanted. Maybe this is your dream life. And then you wake up in the middle of it and you're just like, no! And then your day is fucked up for the rest of the day, you know. But I'm wondering if there is a chorus, if there was some sort of correlation between how well your sleep is and how that dictates your dream or something like that. Because I woke up refreshed, and I'm wondering. Was my dream sort of a, how would I put this? Does your dream, is your dream dictated by your sleep? Is that a good way to put it? Like if you have a shitty sleep, is your dream going to also be shitty? Like, I mean, saying it out loud, I would say yes, but. There's, you know what I mean? Like, you got a full 8 hours, or like maybe the course of the dream is good. You're having a good dream. The course of the dream is solid. Therefore, the dream will also play out really well. And like, if you're waking up, like, cause you, everyone's had those dreams where you're waking up and falling asleep, and waking up and falling asleep. Those type of dreams, like, you can jump back into dreams on those. You can also, go into totally different ones each time. Either way, it just fucking sucks. So, I don't really know where I was going with that, but, you know. Rada, rada. Okay, I'll end this, sorry. Oh. I'm trying to... Can you still hear me? I'm trying to fucking open my phone.